Oh, hello, hello, sweet Patreon friends. It is August 23rd. I sound like I just woke up because I feel like I just woke up because I had the most crazy, I don't know, almost 48 hours of travel to escape the Hurricane Henri, which I don't know if it really was what they thought it was going to be, but I had to cancel a show on Sunday and basically drive immediately following my Saturday afternoon show until 4 in the morning today. And it was crazy because the Sunday show, when it was canceled, they asked if I could do a Zoom. So we were just driving, and Patrick and I, and we landed in Maryland at his aunt's house at 2 in the afternoon, set up the entire Zoom situation with all the sound equipment, played a show for an hour, and then we got in the car and drove until 4 in the morning. So exhausted, but so glad to be home. I didn't know how I would get through this month of touring because it's the most I've toured in so long. It was the most demanding schedule. And as I was driving up north to start this tour, shows were canceling left and right. So I didn't really know what was going to hold. And at this point, I think I lost about 4 private shows this month. But the venue shows are figuring it out, and it all worked out, and I felt safe, and I think that everyone that came felt safe, and I'm so grateful for the venues for doing as much as they possibly could to keep everyone comfortable. So, just one heck of a tour, and I have some funny stories to share from it. I guess it was last week I had a private show in Martha's Vineyard, kind of the best place to have a private show, and we just got to spend so much time with this amazing family, the Murrays. Some of them are here on Patreon. They are just so much fun. They're 3 siblings that grew up loving music. They're all so incredibly talented. Pamela is a vocal teacher. I mean, Kevin does karaoke every week. And Scott is a singer-songwriter in his own right. So, we were just immersed in this family vacation. They cooked for us every night. They let us explore the island in their car. Patrick had never been to Martha's Vineyard, and it was just this like glorious couple of days. I got to feel so creative again. I just sat on their porch and started writing songs again, and it was all coming back to me. And I got to see my family. My aunts were vacationing there at the time. My family used to go there every summer, the 3rd week of August. So it was crazy that it lined up with this trip. So I got to see my aunts on this private beach. And I have to tell you this funny story. So Patrick and I are sitting there with them, and the seagull starts like gawking toward us with something in its mouth, and this guy is ferociously chasing down the seagull. And Patrick's like, "Well, I guess that seagull has something that guy wants," but we couldn't tell what it was. It definitely looked heavy. But with the way the guy that was chasing the bird, we're like, it has to be important, whatever it is. It's like a watch or who knows. So Patrick starts like cornering the bird, and they're both just like running toward the bird, cornering the bird, and it's not working. And eventually it flies out over the ocean and lands on the water, just pecking at this bag, whatever it is, full of something important. And my aunts and I are watching like it's a silent film, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, Patrick, like he's trying to save the day." Him and this guy are just chatting on the beach. I guess Patrick's figuring out what it is, and we're making all these guesses like, well, whatever it is, it's heavy, it's valuable, but it smells good enough for the bird to want it really, really badly. So we're like, candy and credit cards, cash and a sandwich, like, what could it be? And we're watching it all play out, and all of a sudden, Patrick just starts swimming out into the middle of the freaking ocean like an Olympic swimmer. I had told them that he was a good swimmer, but seeing it in action was something else. And they were just, "Oh, wow, this is like the Olympics." And even I was impressed. I mean, I've seen him swim before, but it was impressive. And he got out a few feet away from the seagull, and the bird is just still going at whatever this is. We're still guessing. And eventually it gives up and it drops the bag, and Patrick swoops under, grabs the bag, and swims back out to shore. And we're like hooting and hollering. And the guy is, grateful. And Patrick comes back to us. We're like, "So, what was it?" And it was credit cards and crackers that he happened to put in the same bag that the seagull fished out of their personal bag on the beach while they were in the water. So we're like, wow, he must be so grateful that you like risked your life and swam out there and got his stuff. Did he at least offer you a cracker or like a credit card? No. Patrick got a lot of karma points on that one. So it was just an extraordinary trip, and it was definitely a highlight of the tour. But when we got back onto the mainland, I mean, it must have been 10 minutes and our phones start blowing up that there's a tornado warning. And, I have to admit, at the beginning of this tour, when I was getting back up northeast, I like living in Nashville, but I really have a soft spot for the Northeast, especially Massachusetts. It's just a really special place to me. And I kind of daydream about how I might be able to live up there one day and do music and how that would make sense for Patrick and I and a future family and all those things. And bonus point, there's no tornadoes. Psych. The fact that there's a tornado warning, and I'm looking on the internet right now, I was just happened to be online, and there's another tornado warning for Massachusetts. So the weather is crazy these days, and the flooding in Tennessee on Saturday was just devastating. 22 people are dead, so many houses off their foundations, people's cars turned upside down just in 12 hours. Everything changed for these people, and it just puts things in perspective. But it doesn't seem like there's an out. It seems like bad weather is upon us no matter where we go. So anyway, that happened. Another positive thing though that came about on this tour was I got an email from someone who I've never met, who works in music production and creates jingles and produces songs for commercials. He had this idea to pitch to Hershey's, and he wrote me and asked if I would record my vocal, but he needed it like immediately. So again, I was so thankful that I happened to have all this sound equipment with me to record on my computer. Things that I didn't have before 2020 hit, but now I've had to like learn how to use them, so it came in handy. And before the Boston City Winery show, I was in the green room for 3 hours trying to quiet the city noise in the background and the air conditioning of the room and record a vocal for a Hershey's Kisses commercial. And apparently he sent it in, and apparently the creative production crew or whoever these people are really loved it and they're really excited about it. So fingers crossed, in 2022 I'll find out if my voice is going to be in a Hershey's Kisses commercial. But as a Pennsylvania girl, I was honored that I got called for that. So we'll see. I did two spots. I did 15-second recording of Kiss Me, the Sixpence None the Richer song, So Kiss Me, and a real like intimate breathy recording of that. And then another song by Dusty Springfield called I Only Want to Be With You. I only want to be with you. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. My dad is really excited about that one. I think he thinks that if I get that, then I've made it. But anyway, I'm just so excited. There's some new people here on Patreon that joined after seeing a show this month. So thank you for being here. It means a lot. I love you all, and stay tuned for more. Talk to you soon.